The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Jesse Holley, Kurt Daniels, and Nate Newton.
Yeah! Freaky Friday, man. It's Friday. It's Friday. God. Is it payday for y'all? No? Not me?
I think so.
Somebody got paid today. Yeah. I don't know who it was, but somebody got paid today. And so we're going to act like we got paid today. That's right. Live look at the Tostitos Championship Plaza with a high today. I don't know what they got going on out
either,
there.
I don't either, man. That's something.
We'll find out, though.
What is that on the field, Jess?
Those are, it looks like, tarps, like
tarps. Okay,
not tarps.
Looks like
but,
they're doing a flea market or something.
Type thing.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you think Jerry, Mr. Jones, is going with the flea market, trying to, you know, he's always trying to get a new angle. So
he make money.
Not enough money.
So this place was not built just for football. It wouldn't be able to survive if it was just football. This place is a 24/7, 365 money maker. That's what we are here for. We're here to bring you the money making business about Cowboys football. And we have a ton to talk about today. To my left, that is Nate Newton. This is Kurt Daniels. Hey. I am Jesse Holley. We are Hanging with the Boys. We are the sports equivalent of Braille. You feel us when you speak.
Ooh.
When we speak. You like that?
I was practicing that, but
I fumbled the bag. You like that, Nate?
I like that because we are hanging.
We are hanging with the boys.
When
we are the
we
sports
speak.
Equivalent
you hanging,
of Braille.
Are you hanging,
man?
You hanging,
feel it? Depends if I get out a cold shower or not. You know what I mean? Yeah, it depends. You catch me.
Ooh, man, it's
that's
Friday.
What I always tell people. I always say there's nothing that you can say to me that can hurt my feelings.
Wow.
Nothing.
Wow.
But if you have a photo or two of me getting out of the pool or cold shower, then you got me.
Right,
you got
right.
me. That'll hurt my feelings if you put that out there. That'll really crush my soul if you put that out there. But no further ado, fellas, we ain't going to play around with this. We know what everybody wants to hear about. It's the ankle hurt around the world, at least around the DFW.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott yesterday was removed from practice or left practice or walked off practice, however the hell you want to put it. He didn't finish practice yesterday due to an ankle injury, which he has said that it was just because of the new shoes that he was trying out. If you don't know by now, Dak is a Jordan brand athlete. And normally he plays in the Jordan 1s. If you don't know what the Jordan 1s are, Google them. They are a high-top brand of shoes.
Hold on, man. You ain't going to explain what...
I can't explain what a Jordan 1 is.
Okay,
it's the first sneaker that Jordan ever had.
Yeah.
The Jordan 1s.
Jordan 1. I'll Google that.
It's a high-top sneaker. It's more of a narrow at the toe.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of a flat
base.
The classic. The classic Jordan 1s. Well, he was practicing yesterday, which was in the ones he was practicing with in yesterday, which are my favorite, the Jordan 11s. For those that don't know, that is Jordan's 11th release shoe that he's had. This is my favorite.
And if you don't know what it looked like, go look it up.
Go Google it. Right. And those are also high tops. Now, I'm no doctor. I'm not Jim Maurer. I'm not Britt Brown. I'm not Greg. I'm not any of that. All I know is that he left practice yesterday, did not return to practice. And it was because the ankle was sore, the bionic ankle, the ankle that he broke a year or so ago. Could be a blister. Could be just sore.
Yeah.
Could you be just precaution. But on the, as Mike McCarthy said, we talked about it yesterday, on the heaviest day of practice, which is to me the most important day of practice, your starting quarterback does not practice for a large majority of the game.
Mm-hmm. Practice.
I'm sorry, of practice. We are a society that is a worrisome society, especially when it comes to your Dallas Cowboys. Now, I'll say this with a caveat. Jerry Jones, Mike McCarthy, Dak Prescott himself have all come out to the public and says he is fine. He is fine, not fined. He is fine. The ankle is okay, precautionary reasons. He'll be full go on Sunday. Nate, I come to you first. What level of worry do you have for Dak Prescott in this ankle?
None. If you got 18 upper you know, the front office, the big dogs, himself. I have no worries because this is not the game to have those worries. No, none whatsoever. You ask the question, none.
Kurt, is there any hesitation in the belief from the front office, from the head coach, from said player, that do we take you for your word? Because this is a team, this is an organization, this is a player who've come out many times before and said, oh, no, I'm fine. Turns out the shoulder's not fine. The calf is not fine. And you see the production go down. So are you taking Jerry, Mike, Dak, at their word that he is A-OK and ready to go?
It's worrisome because it's that same ankle.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not too – I guess I'm like Nate. I'm not
you
too
can't worried. Beat it.
I think
you can't beat a word mother that says it's okay.
Which
one are you?
Well, I
think – you know, it's going to be okay. Well, I hope my child is all right.
I think they're just being precautious. I think McCarthy said today that he could have come back out. He wanted to come back out, but they told him no, just took the rest of the day off. So – I'm choosing to believe them. I know in their past they've been a little questionable at times, but I think in this case we shouldn't get too worried about it.
You know,
he's sitting right there playing with his. Are you worried, Kurt?
No, I'm trying not to be worried.
I almost wish
they hadn't said which ankle it was, or they just said it was a toe or something. I guess they can't do that legally, but. Still, I mean, the fact that it's that same ankle makes red flags go up, but I'm trying not to worry about it.
I mean, we are in a tweet first society, right? That's the society we live in. Who is the first that can get their tweet off?
Yeah. Yeah.
And whether it's information, right or wrong, people want to get the information off. And at times it gives a level of hysteria to the masses. And especially when you're talking about it surrounding Cowboy football and it surrounding, QB1. I'm with both of y'all. I don't know if I'm 100% all in of not being worried because, like my dad, who always said he was going to come get me off that porch. You guys know the story. Time and time again, he told me, Jess, I'm going to be there. Just have your bag ready. Sit on the porch, man. I'm gonna come by and I'm gonna get you. And time after time after time after time, I sat there and I believed Kurt.
No, you did,
Nate. I believe
he'll be there this week.
That he's gonna be there.
Dak is your daddy. He'll
be
there.
And I hope he ain't my daddy, because if he's my daddy, he ain't gonna be there. Didn't show up, right? But I believed.
Yeah.
And time and time and time again, we've heard from this organization on not just Dak's injuries, but a multitude of other players throughout history of he's okay, he's all right, no worries, no sweat. And then it comes out, oh, yeah, I played that back part of the season with the torn PCL and MCL.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, there was a problem where I needed surgery on my shoulder. Oh, by the way, I had to go back in. The ankle surgery went great, but I had to go back in and get another procedure done on the same ankle surgery that I got before. I mean, and the list goes on and on and on and on. So I say all that to say that I'm 85% with y'all. There's still a level of 15% of me that has.
Well,
and I'm
ride
sorry,
with
Nate,
me because I ain't worried.
No, I'm not riding with you, Nate, because
ride
you did me just like my dad did me, so I don't even trust you picking me up.
Ride
sometimes.
With me. I didn't say I'm going to pick you up. You assumed I was going to pick you up.
And
even if it's something wrong with the ankle, there's nothing wrong with the ankle. You cannot.
Man, that makes no sense.
Now, this for once, I am talking out the side of my mouth.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
If it is something wrong with the ankle, it don't matter. I should put it like that.
Oh.
It don't matter. Because if you suit up and you play, you need to perform at a high level. Because we do not need to hear after the game, oh, he's a little tender in the ankle. We do not want to hear after the game, oh, we lost because of this. No. There's no room for that. There's no more room for, oh, he left practice, he wanted to come back, he sounded good. You either good and you go, or you don't put the kid out there.
Hmm.
I'm serious. You know, what we did to Zeke last year, all that toughness, what did he get us? Nowhere.
Yeah.
It got Zeke to 1,000 yards.
Oh, come on, man.
It's the milestone that you always wanted as a running back, right?
Round, it didn't get us in the second round of the playoffs.
No, yeah. It did not.
Is it kind of standard procedure, I guess, these days to be trying a new shoe on the heaviest practice day of the year, 2-3 days before the game, that kind of thing?
No, you usually have that shoe on all week so it'll break in, yeah. Not just the heaviest day. You put that shoe on all correct. Week so you can work through it.
And Dak came out and said, he goes, you know, I wear a new shoe every game, but it's usually the same style. It's the same Jordan 1.
Yeah.
So this one is trying out these Jordan 11s. And to be honest with you, fellas, I don't know how it was back when you were playing, Nate, but, you know, I played with some pretty high-profile guys, right? You talk about DeMarcus Ware or Tony Romo and Jason Witten. Right. And there were some guys, you know, Witten was with Nike, and DeMarcus Ware was with Nike, and Tony was with he was with Nike at one point in time, Reebok and Under Armour, Miles Lawson. So at times, these huge boxes of clothes and cleats and things come in. I mean
yeah.
Pallet high.
Yes.
Really?
I'm talking about pallet high of stuff will come in. And
they
Bucky,
have their own sections in the
And Bucky and Mike McCord and them, you know. And what will happen is the players will be like, okay, here's 5 new styles of cleats. And they'll try them out. They'll see, okay, these are the ones they know that I like. And sometimes they'll go, hey, I really like this cleat, but I like the bottom of this cleat. So can you take the bottom from this cleat and put it on the actual shoe style of this cleat? And so you kind of mission mash and try to figure out, or like, hey, I like this colorway you have in this one. Can I have that colorway in this cleat? So they kind of give all of these cleats a try at the beginning of the year. And then once you figure out what are your top 1 or 2 that you like, you go ahead and said, all right, Nike, okay, so-and-so. I like, for Dak's purposes, I like the Jordan 1. So can I get the Jordan 1 in this colorway, that colorway? Oh, we got, you know, it used to be, you know, October was breast cancer awareness, everybody would wear pink. I need one in the pink. Now it's the crucial catch, and now we have the you can bring your own style to the cleats stuff for your charity
my
and stuff
calls,
like
my call.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that's how it normally goes down with cleats. But it's just an interesting thing to hear.
I think he wears a different Jordan number every game. Does that make sense? Like last year, he didn't always have the Jordan 1s on. He'll rotate the numbers every game.
Gotcha.
So just letting you know that.
And would they wear the same, because they practice on the grass, but they're going to play on the turf.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't be wearing the same.
Some bottoms is multi-tasking. You do it both. Some bottoms and some bottoms are not designed that way. And like Jesse say, you got to figure this out and do all this filling out. But fellas, the bottom line is: are you lining up finna give us your 100? Are you lining up finna give us 85? Which ain't gonna be good enough. And I don't care if you throw it 10,000 times; it ain't gonna be good enough.
You know, it just sucks to hear. You never want to hear any of the negative noise, especially for your quarterback, when you're already facing so many other things.
Right.
You know, Kurt, we already know what we have at left tackle. And there, Nate, you've been one who's always talked about, I want my quarterback to run a little bit more. Give me rookie Dak back. Make the right play, but when it all fails and breaks down, get on your horse and be a cowboy and ride this thing out. You know, and so if you're here now, the ankle, is he going to be hesitant to kind of run and go when his pocket breaks down? So these type of conversations, whether they're 100% to your point, Nate, water under the bridge. It's white noise. It's just whatever. Or whether there is some validity to it, Kurt, these are the conversations that you do not want to be having week of,
just
days
another
of,
distraction.
Another distraction that you, like, now we talk about, everyone's talking about this.
Yeah.
Everyone. And now your teammates are saying, you good, dog? You good? Now you straight? And now everyone's going to be watching come Sunday night.
He practiced
when
today.
He
practiced full today.
Yeah. Okay.
So
I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm just saying these conversations that come up at times are the ones you just like, man, we don't want to have these. But they're going to be watching. So we'll all be watching. Everyone will be talking about it. It'll be a conversation today. It'll be a conversation tomorrow. And all Sunday morning until we get to the game and see that he can actually go out there and perform to the ability that we need him to perform to.
Win.
Now, if he's on the injury report today, then there's definitely going to be questions. because he shouldn't be today.
Today is different, though.
Because?
Well, today they don't have practice. I mean, they had a walkthrough outside, but they don't. I mean, it's no helmets. It's today's their
Saturday is going to be the big day, which they don't have an injury report for Saturday.
Well, you know. Well, Saturday's injury report tells you what their availability for the game is. Yeah.
So, I mean,
and we already know he's starting.
He's going to play. All right. Well, we'll see.
Jess, I just loved how you great. I mean, I love it. You drummed it up. You got it going. Da da da. Let's move on. I hope they are too.
Well, y'all heard what Uncle Nate said. We are going to the break. But
I mean, you did a great job. You got Kurt over there twiddling his fingers, man. Don't know what to think.
When we come back.
You got
back
Chris
from...
going and looking at 8 different pairs of shoes. I mean, Lord. Great job, Jesse.
Listen, we still got a loaded show.
I hope we do.
We do have a loaded show.
Yeah.
Don't forget, we're taking your calls 888-855-2297. 888-855-2297. So call Buck, Chris, tell him to keep you on hold. We're going to have keys to the victory. We're going to have, is Michael Gallup going to play? Should he play? Might he play? Is it the same thing for him to do? Over, under, season predictions. A lot happening. So stay with us with Hanging with the Boys.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel, attend the best tailgate party in Texas, tour the Star, and talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls? With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today.
Brace yourself for an existential question. Has your butt been having enough fun lately? Have you been treating it well? Has it been going places? If not, then it's about time you start using SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the best way to get your butt tickets to live events. Just ask the thousands of other butts who have rated it the number one ticketing app. So what are you waiting for? Download the app now or visit SeatGeek.com to get tickets to sports, concerts, and live events and make your butt happy. SeatGeek. Get your seat in a seat.
The Cowboys way, where 16 Hall of Famers and 5 championships shows us what success looks like. Where turkey is always the second best part of Thanksgiving Day. Where we are all defined by one single thing, the star. Where we as fans know it's our job to keep the tradition going. Bank of America is proud to be the official bank of the Dallas Cowboys and to support the quest of living life the Cowboys way.
Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
Attention Cowboys fans looking for the best shave of your life. There's a new official razor of the Dallas Cowboys, Shave Logic. Imagine not having to buy blades as often and getting more smooth shaves than your old razor, guaranteed or your money back. After more than 10 years of research and over 150 company patents, Shave Logic is proud to offer Cowboys fans a special offer. For a limited time, visit ShaveLogic.com and get a free $10 gift card with your purchase. Go to ShaveLogic.com now for more smooth shaves guaranteed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome back to the People Show, Hanging with the Boys. Well, we got a jam-packed show, man. It's Friday. It's Prediction Friday. I always like Prediction Friday because I actually get an answer from Kurt. I know what I'm going to get from Nate. I know what you're already going to say. But Fridays, to me, are always the absolute best because we get to hear from you, the people that support us. We will take your calls, so call and call again. Chris already told me that the lines are jam-packed, so just keep calling. Just keep calling. Y'all know me. You're only going to get about 20 seconds on the phone with me. All this
quick trigger.
Yeah, all this hour and 45 minutes and all that. I'm the only one that gets to talk long on this show. That's it. There's only room for one of us to be long-winded on this show. So when you call in, have your greetings ready to go. Have your points lined up ready to go. Get you in, get you out, because we have a ton of people who want to talk to us and to the people. about Cowboy football today. But back to the game, Cowboys taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this Sunday. Sunday night football, 8:20 Eastern at AT&T Stadium. Now, we look across this thing and we're saying, Tom Brady, the Bucs, we know what they are. We know who he is. We have to figure out some ways to win this football game, Nate. And I'm going to give you the first shot. What are, let's just go, give, if you had to put one key to the game, and I want you, Nate, to go defensively. I want you to go defensively. Give me one key to the game defensively that the Cowboys not can do, but must do. Must do to win this football game.
Make them one-dimensional. And I don't care if it's run.
So you mean telling me
pass.
To make Tom Brady, one, in my generation, maybe
right.
even your generation,
make him
probably the great quarterback of all time.
Yes.
Make him and their offense
dimensional.
What dimension do you want him to be?
I prefer y'all just let him make him run the ball.
Okay.
But that don't work in today's NFL. So you have to, you know, if he throw 50, 60 times, you know, that's cool. Because our defense can adjust to that quicker than anything else. But if you let him have a boat or a two-way go, a mastermind like that, he going to dink and dunk you and pick you apart going down the field. But if you make him one-dimensional, either way, don't matter. I think Dan Quinn can handle it.
Okay, take Micah Parsons out of the equation.
No,
sir.
You no, I ain't finna do
question.
Fantasy football with you. Go to
no,
I'm not finna go do fantasy football.
This ain't fantasy football. This ain't fantasy football. We're saying that Micah's gonna do his part, right, to make them one dimensional. Micah can't do it all by himself. Who is the other person that needs to step up and needs to be talked about in a positive way on the. When we come back here on Monday, I think we're all gonna say Micah was. This in a good way,
and Bohannon was this.
But
yeah, and Bohannon was this, and Naval was this. Naval Gallimore, these two guys, they were this, and they were this. Yes, sir.
Positively,
they're gonna
and interior.
That's it. If the Cowboys can answer those two questions, I am good for the season.
Kurt,
whole season.
Kurt, I want your key to the game. One key to the game. Offensively, yeah. Now we know what the left side of the line is.
Yeah.
Whatever's going on with Dak's ankle, whatever's going on, I don't know what's going on. Doesn't matter. CeeDee Lamb has come out and he's talking like Micah, and I like it. I'm not gonna lie, Kurt. I like me a spicy wide receiver, brother. I like me a joker that's gonna come to the table and talk his, you know what?
Yeah.
If you could talk your talk. I like it. Now you got to go out there and back it up.
You better walk that walk then, huh?
One key to the game, Kurt, offensively, that the Cowboys must do in order to win this football game.
I'll take the low-hanging fruit and follow Nate's lead. They have to control Vita Vea. Keep him in check. Keep him from wrecking that whole offensive line.
Mm.
Because if he does damage and they can't control him, then that frees up everybody else. That shuts down the run game, makes Dak and his it's questionable ankle. I think, you know, there's a lot of keys. Obviously, they have a lot of questions, but they need to keep that middle of the line in check.
So should they roll Dak out a little bit more? Right? Is that the plan, to roll him out?
I think it's whether it's rolling out or giving help or whatever. They need to create space or keep him in check, allow him not to wreck things so they can do what they want to do on offense.
And I guess I'll go, and I'm not going to take the low-hanging fruit and say special teams, Tavonte Turpin, he has to have a punt return or kickoff return for a touchdown. I don't believe that is. I think one of the things that has to happen is you have to create turnovers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have to create – I'll take two parts. I'll take you have to create turnovers, and then with the turnovers, when this Cowboys offense gets in the red zone, you have to convert touchdowns. When they played last year, I think Tom Brady was 4-for-4 in the red zone or 4-for-5 in the red zone, and the Cowboys might have been 1-for-4 in the red zone.
Yeah.
And you can take off the board. You know, Chris Godwin was going in for a score, literally diving in for a score, and he fumbled the football. That's not going to happen more often than not. But one of the questions that we had last year for the Cowboys was, what can they do when they get in the red zone? And at times, they were terrible when they got in the red zone. I mean, like 50% or less at times of the year getting into the red zone. So if you're going to have these turnovers, I was listening to Richard Sherman talk this morning on the flagship station, and he was talking about Dan Quinn. He said one of the things that Dan Quinn did for me as a player was he would give me every single thing that I needed as far as formations, lineup, and saying, hey, listen, Sherm, on this particular down, when they get on this hash, they're going to run this. He goes, now, I'm going to put you in position to do what you got to do. You know, I can't tell you how – I can't make you go make the play. But I can tell you when the play to be made is coming. You got to go do the rest. And for the Cowboys offensively, led the league last year in turnovers, and I think they have to continue that trend.
Yeah, had four against Tampa last year.
They have to be able to continue that trend of turning the football over, and then once the offense gets it, you got to turn that thing into touchdowns. Not field goals. You got to be kicking extra
points.
I'm
liking what you're saying, Jesse. So if I'm Coach McCarthy, I would just go get the first two series of what Buffalo did last night and put it on Kellum's desk and say, if you want to beat these boys, here it is.
They look scary, didn't they?
Well, I mean, when you look at what Buffalo did, they spread the ball around, right? Diggs got his off. You had Gabe Davis get his off. And, you know, Kurt, you made the point. We've seen now Michael Gallup practice in pads and go a little bit. And there's been this back and forth thing, you know. And there's been this play between both teams with Godwin in Tampa Bay and Gallup here in Dallas. There's been very secretive. They practice one day. They don't practice the next day. They practice full pads. But both coaches have been saying, well, you know, Godwin, it's up until game time, and Gallup is, well, he's not on PUP, so, you know, Michael Carter said, you know, we'll see. We'll see how he practices. And should we just go ahead right now and say, Michael Gallup, don't go, even if he wants to go. Even if he can give you something, say, nah, not worth it, pass on.
I'm this right here. Take the tape of the first two series of Buffalo, put it on Kellum's desk. I'm telling you. At the end of that game, I said, let me check this right here. They ran the ball 25 times. They ran the ball, whether it was the quarterback, whether it was a running back. They ran the ball. They kept these cats honest. And every one of them won a big run, and every one of them won a small run because your quarterback kind of took over that situation. So a lot of them was big runs. This team, we're going to have to keep balance. We're going to have to keep Coach Bowles, is I got that right?
Ty Bowles.
We got to keep him and his coordinators
Larry Foote,
guessing.
Who's the defensive coordinator.
We got to keep him guessing. I just believe that with all my heart, because if one of us, them or us, become one-dimensional, either way, they're going to love it.
Now, let me ask you this, Nate, because when you look at that game last night, there were, I believe, seven turnovers.
Yes, it was.
Buffalo had four.
Buffalo had a dude that – caught the ball and gave it to the linebacker and got another one just threw it straight up in the air. So two of them, I understand what you're
what
saying.
I'm saying is that you want the first two series in that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want some of the turnovers that come along with that as
no,
well?
No, the ball protection is the key. Ball protection is the key. But if we talk – this game, it was total – we know who the better quarterback was that night.
Mm-hmm.
And it showed repeatedly who was the better quarterback. And 9 times out of 10, both of these teams have basically the same issues. The Tampa Bay's and the Cowboys have basically the same issue. It's going to come down to two guys at the end. You know, even if we shooting it out, it's still going to come down to two guys at the end.
Whoa.
The guy that y'all worried about his ankle, which I'm not, our Tom Brady that took 11 days off doing training camp. Which one is worse? We will find out.
All right, so yeah. we're gonna take our final break. And this segment was brought to you by blockchain.
By who?
Blockchain. Blockchain.com. We're gonna take our final break. When we come back to open up the show, Kurt has a list of over and under. We're gonna quickly move through those, and then we're coming to y'all. We coming to the people. This is the people show. We're coming to the people because we want it. It's been a long time. It's been a long time. We shouldn't have left you without a dope beat to step two. We're taking y'all phone calls, so come on back with us. Hanging with the Boys.
Brace yourself for an existential question. Has your butt been having enough fun lately? Have you been treating it well? Has it been going places? If not, then it's about time you start using SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the best way to get your butt tickets to live events. Just ask the thousands of other butts who have rated it the number one ticketing app. So what are you waiting for? Download the app now or visit SeatGeek.com to get tickets to sports, concerts, and live events and make your butt happy. SeatGeek. Get your seat in a seat.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a broken traffic light. Stop and go is the name of my game. It's easy. You go, they go. What was it? They go, you go? And if you have the wrong car insurance, these repair costs could stop you in your tracks. So get Allstate's new low auto rate and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Not available in every state based on coverage and limits selected. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hey, Cowboys fans, if you're thinking about attending a game this season, visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today. Stay at the team hotel, have dinner with a Cowboys legend, and experience AT&T Stadium's exclusive VIP Owners Club. Also, tour the Star, get autographs from your favorite players, and talk X's and O's with me, Mickey Spagnola. The official travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys will take care of all your travel needs. Visit CowboysTravel.com.
With Smoothie King's original Angel Food and new Angel Food Slim without added sugar, you no longer have to choose between treating yourself and hitting your goals this summer. You don't have to choose between great taste and feeling great. Because at Smoothie King, every blend is made with whole fruits and no syrups, so you can satisfy your cravings without compromise. The only choice you will need to make is which one is best for you. Try our classic Angel Food or the new Angel Food Slim, blended without added sugar. Smoothie King, rule the day.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
We are back hanging with the boys with our third and final segment, and we're coming to you, the people. We want to hear your calls. We want to hear what you got to say, and we're going to give our predictions to this game this week. And our first one out the gate, I kind of know what Nate's going to say already. I'm interested to hear what Kurt and Chris has to say. Don't forget that Wingstop is where flavor gets its wings. They take care of us, all the chicken sandwiches that you want and all the flavors that you want. There's also single game tickets are still available. They're going fast. So go over DallasCowboys.com/tickets and get your single game tickets. You do not want to miss that opportunity to be in the building because anything can happen. You never know with the Cowboys. Anything can happen. They got the crowd noise out there to practice yesterday. And so that means that they assume that y'all going to be there and be loud. So,
yep, for sure.
Kurt, I'm gonna pass this thing over to you and listen to this list that you have over and unders.
Yeah, a few over and unders this year. And I'm stealing this from John Machado, who got it from one of the online betting services. But it's what do we think some of these guys are going to do this year? So here's
funny
what
thing about before we go. Funny thing about John, like when you look at him, you ever look at people and go, your face and demeanor doesn't match your voice. Like his face and demeanor, and then you hear him talk, and he goes, "All right, that's not what I thought it was going to be." That came, you know, the tone and the volume that comes out. But to each his own. I have a terrible voice in my head, I think, anyway. So, all right, Kurt, I'm sorry, right. John.
So, the over under on Dak Prescott touchdown passes 31.5. take the over or under on that?
Over.
I want to go under.
In the season?
Well, the reason I want to, because that means we got other people scoring if you go under.
Mm-hmm. More of a running game then.
Yeah, we got more of a running
Nate,
game.
So you know, I'm not gonna let you take me off on a tangent. This whole running thing that you've wrapped your mind around, my guy, it's not going to happen. This is not that league anymore.
Okay. All right.
So you're taking the under.
All I know is some team ran 25 times last night. Go ahead.
I think I'd take the over, too. Prescott's passing yards, 4,300.
Over. That's easy.
Under. If we need a running game.
I hope it's under, but it'll probably be over.
Yeah. So get a running game.
Zeke's rushing yards, 850.5.
So over.
That's
under. I don't need Pollard to be a little bit more effective in the run game and in the pass game.
I think it'll be over. I hope it's over. CeeDee Lamb, receiving yards, 1,200.5.
Over. I hope we have 4,000.
Receiving yards?
Receiving yards.
We finally realized that we have an elite player and we're trying to get him the ball. More
I thought
like,
you wanted to get the running
more
back
like,
the ball.
Yeah, I do. But the other 3,000 to go to Zeke and Pollard. I'm going to tell you something. Did Stephon Diggs last night, did you see him? Wow. That dude.
I'm going to go under. Right.
Yeah. How did they find him the ball? Get him the ball 8,000 times last night.
CeeDee Lamb TD catches 7.5.
I need it for 12, so over.
Push.
Well, it's a 7.5, so it'd be
8.
7.5. CeeDee Lamb got 7.5. That's sorry.
7. I'm gonna go 7.
CeeDee so need to get 12.
I need more. Yes.
Come on, CeeDee.
I'm gonna go under.
Micah Parsons sacks 11.5.
Under.
Push.
Ooh. Really?
Push. I think he'll get 11.5.
Well, he needs under, to get 11.5.
Huh?
Yeah. Push. So. Thanks. All right. Trayvon Diggs interceptions 4.5.
Push.
Over.
Push.
Think so?
I think 5 or 6.
Push.
7 maybe.
So I have to go 5.
6.
So
I'm gonna go 6. Yeah. I'm gonna go 6.
Go a little over.
I'm gonna go 6.
I'm gonna go over on both. That's all I got. All right. There's more, but that's going to 6.
No, I don't understand you, man.
I don't understand you either, bro.
I love you.
Listen, I would give you a kidney if you needed one. I don't want that cookie.
No, you take that cookie home to your mom.
I'm gonna take that. I'm gonna say Nate gave you a cookie, Ma. I'm gonna say Nate gave you a cookie.
He left me on the porch, Mom, but he gave you a cookie. Yeah. I'm sticking to my run. Game, bro.
A little something sweet, you know what I'm saying? Better watch out. You try to give them all a little something sweet. My mom, crippled and decrepit. You know, y'all both be walking around here with canes on, with a limp going on. Y'all, man, you know what? It's all the same
Stop,
thing y'all
Jesse,
laying down
let's
anyway.
Move on, man. We got callers, baby.
Can you be like Uncle Stepdaddy Nate to me?
Oh, man.
No,
that'd be a wild situation. Uncle Stepdaddy Nate. You know, it's always your uncle when your mom got a friend around when you was younger. Oh no, this is your uncle Tommy. Really?
Why is he coming at your room?
Yeah, Tommy knocking the stuffing off that muffin.
Oh my God!
All right, let's go.
Uncle Tommy, why are you coming at my mom?
Listen, I had to get here somewhere. She ain't the Virgin Mary. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, man. We need callers.
Sorry, Kurt. Chris, who we got? We got Anthony from Miami.
Anthony in Miami.
Listen, this is not Shannon. I'm going to hang up
on you. Anthony, love you.
Let's go. Anthony in Miami. What's up, baby? Long time.
What's up, my dude?
You the man.
Hey, look here, man. Long time. I'm going to make this thing quick. Shannon Gross, 6 years with you, man. Laughing, jiving, hanging. I love you, bro. Going to miss you, man. Cowboys 11-5-1. I'm switching it up. 11-5-1. We're going to tie and we're going to go far. We're going to tie and we're going to go far.
Who we tying with?
There it is.
Who we tying?
He's gone. Y'all, he's gone now. That's y'all fault. He's gone.
That's fine. 11-5-1. All right. I like it. 11-5-1 is a tie somewhere along the line. Let's hope that ties with an AFC team. That tie is not with an NFC team that we might have to come back and hurt us down the line. So hopefully that tie is someone on the other side of the bracket.
Yep.
Chris, who's our next caller?
We got Pastor Q.
Pastor Q. What's up, man?
How you doing, Pastor?
What's up, Pastor? I'm sorry about what I was talking about my mom earlier and getting back blown out.
He just had to sit through all that?
I mean, listen, the pastor, he got his some way too, you know? The Lord made this.
Come on, let the pastor talk.
Go ahead, Pastor Q. We love you.
Wow.
Man, it's, It's all good, man. It's all good, man. Listen, I caught it late because I just came home from the church, about to go pick up the kids, man. So I have no idea what you're talking about. So
okay, perfect. You and Jesus. Perfect. Thank you. Thank you. What you got for us, Pastor?
Look, man, I'm excited about this game. I really am. I really believe that our defense is better than advertised. I do think it's going to be a defensive struggle, but I do think that we're going to score definitely enough points, probably in the third or fourth quarter, to get us a win. And I just believe in I believe in our defense, and I believe in the total team effort this year. But we really find that balance.
Appreciate that, Pastor. Thank you so much, man.
What's your record? Quickly. What's your record this year?
I believe the record is going to be 13-4.
Okay. All right. We'll go with that. 13-4. Thank you, Pastor.
Pastor believes, and maybe we should all believe.
I guess so.
That's mean God made us all individuals.
God gave us all a
yeah, good, I love the pastor. I say amen to him.
A solid mind and a mind of discernment. So 13-4. I agree with Pastor.
On what?
Defense.
Oh, okay. I was going to say on 13-4.
This defense.
Not just
This defense, I've not been excited as a player or as a media member about a Cowboys defense as I am about this defense, period. I think this defense is going to be one that is it's going to carry this team. That offense is going to take a while to figure itself out and how to do what it needs to do because of protection and so on and so forth. But I think this defense is going to take off, and Dan Quinn's going to be the mastermind. He's going to be the Geppetto pulling all the right strings to get this defense where it needs to be. Chris, where we at?
Or we got Bill. I think he said Maryland. I'm sorry.
Bill from Maryland. Maryland. What's up, Bill? What you got, man?
No, this is Bill from PA.
PA, I'm sorry. Dang it, man. PA. I'm sorry.
Are you from when Micah Parsons is from? What's that? Is that 757-727? What is it?
Right down the street from Harrisburg. Yep.
Yeah, Harrisburg. Mm. What's up, brother? What you got? So you like with me. You agree that you feel a defense.
Yeah, I'm feeling the defense, but what I'm worried about is Kellen Moore. Ooh. I've been wanting to call about this since last year.
Go ahead and tell us about it.
I mean, I think anybody could have went in there with the weapons we had last year and could have called a play, and they would have represented and they would have backed him up. But what I'm thinking is, can he do it this year? Is he really that talented that he could do it this year when we really need him to step up?
I like it. And so what's your prediction for the game?
I think Dallas comes through. I think we're going to have a great season. I think everybody's saying those Eagles out here, especially out here where I'm at. But I no doubt going with the Cowboys.
Your record for the year?
I'm saying 11-6. Sorry,
11-6. Okay. All right. Thank you, man. We appreciate that.
Didn't I tell you everybody? No way. 11 is in there. 11 wins are in there, no matter who we ride with. But go ahead on, Brother Jess.
No, I mean, Nate, what do you think? He talked about Kellen Moore. Is this the year that he really has to show? This show improved.
Even Mr. Jones has said, I don't want to come to the end of the year and say these are the adjustments we need to make. He said he went even further, like, forget halftime. What about series to series adjustments? Mm. And that is one of my big keys, Jesse. Is there offensive coordinator and quarterback going to be above our offensive coordinator and quarterback at the end of the night? Will we say, wow? Or will we say, okay, first step for Kellum. He's making that move. You know, I want to know, Jess.
Chris, who we got?
We need to make predictions. You got about 2 minutes left.
Yes, sir. Okay. I got you. Okay. Take one more.
Take one more real quick. Huh? Real quick. He dumped them all.
No, it just started ringing. I can go hot with it if you want.
No.
All right, so we thank everybody for calling. We appreciate you all.
We'll get more next week. I got to have a conference with Jesse if we're going to make the calls.
It's the people show. We got to get to it quicker and longer.
That's your fault.
No, the people come to hear us. So we're going to do it.
No. If they're going to hear us, then we shouldn't let them talk at all. But if you're going to say you're going to let them talk, you got to let them talk.
No,
I mean, not
seconds.
Talk for a long time.
20
but
seconds.
Get more people. We ain't get before people, is all what right. I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, we've done shows where we ain't get but one person.
Well, that was the old regime.
All right,
this is a new regime. I thought you was trying to do it bigger and better.
Here we go.
I thought you was trying to do it bigger and better.
I am. We're going to get this thing rocking, baby. If I don't do nothing else, I'm going to leave it better than the way I got it. I can tell you that for sure. All right, let's go around the room and get our predictions. Kurt, what you got for the game this Sunday?
I flip-flop back and forth on this, but in the end, I think
don't get
Cowboys,
that gooch. Don't get that irritation of the gooch.
Yeah, I know. Right. I think Cowboys are going to come out on top.
Ooh, what score?
It's going to be low, like 23-20, something like that. But ooh, I think they
the under.
Yeah.
Okay, under 50 from Vegas.
I think they – I mean, we look at all the questions that we have, but Tampa's got those same – their people are asking the same thing.
Sir.
New head coach, questions on the offensive lines, Godwin going to play. I mean, so I think that being at home in front of our crowd, I like – I'm leaning towards the Cowboys.
Chris Beam.
Yes, sir.
What you got for Sunday, man?
I got 28-17. Cowboys.
28-17.
Big rolling. Ooh. Running away with it.
Okay. Big Nate.
Man, I tell you what, but the way we're going to steamroll this thing with 25 runs or more, I know we're going to run over these dudes, man. That's what the score going to be probably about 25, 21, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Can we score 25?
Sure.
21, yeah. As long as we keep the other team within 21-24, we should win every game with a defense as great as you said it's going to be, Jesse.
I'm excited about the defense. I am excited about the defense. Yeah. I think this defense is going to be one, when we look back on the year, that says, wow, what an amazing defense with a lot of big players, all of them led. I'm serious. I just do.
Jesse, you're making love to the mic because you're like, got your eyes closed.
He's feeling good.
I mean, you're making love to that mic, man.
I'm making love to the people, man. I'm making love to my prediction. Okay? Sometimes you got to whine. Listen, Nate, when you ain't hanging, foreplay matters. When you ain't hanging, the full play is what you got to be very, very good in.
Right.
Because when you get to that point, they're going to be like, this is?
Did you see him on the mic?
They're going to be like, this is? This is foreplay.
You might be a very white, man. You make a very white, man.
This is foreplay, man. Because when I get to where I got to get to, they're going to be like, you know, you did all that talking.
Right.
And you ain't even hanging.
Right. You are 6'4"?
3.
Yeah.
I ain't buying that. Worrying about hanging stuff. 6'3".
Oh, stop. Man.
I'm excited about this defense, but I don't have faith in this offense. This is an offensive-driven league, and when you're playing against the best quarterback in my generation, possibly in NFL history, you're going to have to do something special. You're going to have to be able to score one more point than he is, and I don't think Dak has the firepower to do so. So I'm taking Tampa Bay 24, Cowboys 17.
Mm-hmm. Look at this.
Mm-hmm.
So
do we want to give our final record?
No, we'll do that. We'll do that.
This dude we'll do really Monday. Believed.
We'll do it on Monday.
In the defense.
I do.
And you believe in our people over there ain't smart enough to play to the strength of our defense. Because that's the only way we'll lose.
I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
That answers
you, that. You can't go from 30 years of you being an offensive-driven team to now all of a sudden in 9 months you just flipped the entire script. I think that'll take time. They're going to give their offense a shot to show and prove that they can do it. And then they're going to realize, well, we really can't do it. And that's when they'll start relying more on the defense. Thank you all for being with us. For Nate,
yes,
for Kurt, for Chris in the back, for Bro Will, for Jazz.
Willie, is you hanging?
Bro Willie, is you hanging? Get our stuff up on time, Bro Willie, man. For the people, we thank you so much, man. You guys have a great week. Remember, eliminate the contingencies.
I like that, yeah.
You like the heart. Have a great weekend, man. Yeah. We'll see you back here. Maybe victorious,
victory,
maybe not.
No, it's going to be victorious.
We're going to be
Stop, man.
We're going to be here nonetheless. Thank you guys for hanging out with us, hanging with the boys.
Shannon, I love you.
We out. Shannon, we love you, baby.
Love you, baby.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?
Yeah!